The following night, I was awakened by Avraham, the Maharal's servant.
Rabbi Katz, please.
Avraham, what's the matter? What time is it?
It's the middle of the night, Rav Katz. Your father-in-law has asked me to summon you to his study.
I'll be there straight away. Seated there were my saintly father-in-law and his most learned student, Yaakov Sasson.
Forgive me for disturbing you both at this hour, but it has been a most unusual night. Early this evening, I requested help from God through a Shilos Chalom.
A dream request?
Yes, among the many secret teachings of the Kabbalah is this mystical formula. Before I slept, I wrote the Kabbalistic name of God on parchment, placed it beneath my head, and prayed for a revelation to help deliver us from the blood libel. When I awoke, I found this. Read it.
Ato bara golem dovek hachomer. You create a golem made of clay. V'sigzor zedim and cut off the wicked. Chaval torfe Yisrael. Woe to the destroyers of Israel.
My beloved students, these 10 words are more than a divine command to create a golem. Contained within them are the secret names which will give us the power to do so. But now we must prepare ourselves. Soon we will have created a living being from clay.
For the following 7 days, we purified our souls, fasting by day, immersing ourselves each morning in the river, rising at midnight to recite psalms and meditate upon Kabbalistic names of God. And then, on the 7th day, 2 hours before dawn, the 3 of us headed deep into the forest by the banks of the river Moldau.
Were you frightened, Father?
Frightened? Of course not. I was terrified.
This spot will be fine. The clay by the bank is smooth and soft. What we are about to do must remain a secret, known only to the 3 of us. Will you both promise not to breathe a word of it to anyone in my lifetime?
Yes.
Yes.
Then we are about to create a living man of clay according to the secret wisdom of the Kabbalah. In each of us, one of the primary elements of earth, water, fire, and air is dominant. Rabbi Yitzchak, my son-in-law, in you it is fire. Rabbi Yaakov, in you it is water. And it is air which predominates in my nature. All 3 are needed in order to draw life into the 4th element. This lump of earth.
The Maharal took his walking stick and drew the outline of the figure of a man in the soft clay, taking special care with the face and the fingers and the toes.
It is done. Now, Reb Yitzchak, starting at its feet, circle around him to the right and recite the 10-word verse. Do this 7 times.
Ato bara golem dovok hachomer v'sigzor zedin chaval torfe Yisrael.
As I completed my 7th circle, the figure on the ground began to glow red hot, sparks flying into the dark sky. I stood back in utter dread.
Now, Yaakov, it is your turn.
Ato bara golem dovok hachomer v'sigzor zedim chaval torfe Yisrael.
As he walked, the glowing figures seemed to cool. Veins and sinews appeared along the body of the creature. The hair of a man of 30 appeared. Nails formed on his fingers and toes. Suddenly, the 2-dimensional figure took on the 3-dimensional form of man. And the Maharal began his 7 circlings.
Ato bara golem dovok hachomer v'sigzor zedim chaval torfe Yisrael. Vayipach be'apav nishmas chayim, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
His eyes are open.
Vayihi ha'adam lenefesh chaya. And the man became a living being.
He's breathing.
He's alive!
Rise, Yosef. Stand up on your feet. God commanded us to create you from the dust of the earth in order to guard the Jews from the evils that they suffer from those who hate them. Reb Yaakov, dress him in the clothes you brought. If I command you to walk through fire, you will obey, and you will not be burned. If I command you to leap off a tower, you will obey, and you will not be harmed. No waters can drown you. No sword can slay you. You are invincible.
That night, three men had walked into the forest. By daybreak, four men walked along the riverbank back to the city of Prague.